Hello all, I am here to invite you to become subscribers to The Melt via Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can get access to bonus episodes, early access to regular episodes, and access to monthly Zoom meetups, amongst an assortment of merch. It's super easy to do. Just click the link below and you will be directed to Patreon, and there is where the magic happens. I put a lot of time, energy, and love into this podcast and would love to make it a full-time endeavor. With a minimal of help from you, that is much more likely to happen. In the meantime, have a listen to a few clips from the latest bonus episode that members have access to.
It's bizarre. It's just all really bizarre. You know, where we are, I just find it completely bizarre that we've seen the biggest, you know, a technological and a cultural shift that would have taken 15, 20 years to occur has happened in 2 years. And I don't think people, like you say, it's been implemented extremely well. And you know, some people can just see it and think, what world am I living in now? And I think back to my childhood and, you know, how I was when I grew up, and I was like that. I bought into, I believed everything. I believed the TV, I believed the radio, I believed the papers, I believed my parents, I believed my school teachers. I believed everything, but because it was normal, you know, it was your paradigm. And then I think with certain people like yourselves, and when you come to a point in your life and you get that expansion and that awareness that actually you're living within a construction, then you never sort of unsee that. You've seen it, and that's that. My brother-in-law he's an engineer, but he's been doing this for years now. He lives on a boat on the river. It's on the Thames, but it's outside of London. Yeah, and he's got a long boat, and he's made it fully self-sufficient now. So he's got 12 kilowatt batteries on there.
Amazing.
He's got solar panels. Yeah, and he's put a water filtration, so he can filter water out of the river. And his own, he got rid of his refrigerator. Now he's got a canner, so he cans his food on there now. I mean, he's gone completely prepper.